السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاۃ والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ، ونشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ، ونشہد ان سیدنا ونبینا وشفیعنا ومولانا محمدا عبدہ ورسولہ. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله يجتبي إليه من يشاء ويهدي إليه من ينيب، صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, also sisters at the madrasa, whilst we were in Madina Sharif recently, so in the majlis of my Shaykh and Murshid Hazrat Maulana Arif Billah Hakim Mohd Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, some of his bayans which he had given in the 80s and 90s, those tapes were played. Hazrat, because of his age now, is 85 years of age, and he seems to be in a different world now. So he used to be sitting there and the tape used to be played. It was as if he was giving the bayan. That same noor and that same barakat and that same rahmat and that same tajalli was felt at the time of listening to even those old tapes, the bayans that were given in the early days. That bayan, which was titled Tajalliyat-e-Jazb, printed and distributed widely, it was also played. So to bring it to your knowledge, I am reading from the printed text. I'm leaving out some of the things that he had said earlier on in the bayan, but we get to the message of the bayan, and inshallah it will take two or three Mondays or more, but we will get a kind of an effect on our hearts that how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if a banda turns towards him with obedience, then how he draws him towards him, which is one of the ways. And the other is where Allah ta'ala himself chooses that banda and creates the conditions for that person to become waliullah. Because there are only two ways that a person can get hidayat. In the Quran Sharif, in Surah Fatiha, we say, Ihdina Surat al Mustaqeem. Ya Allah, guide us on Surat al Mustaqeem. Take us on this path, Surat al Mustaqeem, the straight path. The path that leads to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the one that leads to Jannat, the one that leads to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the path of Hidayat, the path of true guidance. There is an extended meaning, but what we are saying is that we are asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for hidayat. Now to get hidayat, there are two ways. One is where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself chooses a person, even though he is not seeking, but Allah ta'ala chooses the person and gives him hidayat. Ijtiba. And sometimes the person is chosen, he is not even made to make any kind of effort. He doesn't even have to make any effort for hidayat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala chooses the person, and the person is an epitome of hidayat. Like the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Now they didn't have to come here into this world and then first ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for hidayat and guidance. And they make some mistakes and some errors, and they make some tawbah and istighfar, and then Allah Ta'ala gives them guidance. That doesn't happen in the life of a Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. A Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, he is chosen for the guidance of the ummah, whichever ummah he is being sent to. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, kaffatan linnas bashiram wa nadhira. So for the entire mankind, Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, and entire jinn kind, Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam was a Nabi and a Prophet. So they didn't come into this world and they made some mistakes, errors, made some tawbah, istighfar, and get hidayat. or they had to search and look around for somebody to give them some guidance and teach them. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala chooses them and He blesses them with nubuwwat. But besides them, other people have to sometimes seek guidance. And some people, they are given guidance with the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, with His power of jazm. Allah Ta'ala gives that guidance. There are so many incidents. Read Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, Ihya'ul Ulum and other kitabs. How many incidents of guidance. Allah Ta'ala with His jazb, He made them there. Even though that person may be wanting to go in the wrong line, through Allah Ta'ala brings him onto the right line. He will create such conditions for him. Tawjihul Azbab Nahul Matlubil Khair. Many a times it happens, the person wants to go in some different direction, but somehow he ends up in good company, and that person takes him in a different direction. Now that is for us, people like us, that there are two systems of Allah Ta'ala. One is that Allah Ta'ala chooses that this person must get guidance, hidayat. Allah Ta'ala has decided. Man yasha, Allah Ta'ala's wish. So now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala chooses that person, He gives him guidance. Even though that person may have gone on the wrong line, but he comes on track. And the other one is where the person makes an effort. He makes istighfar, he makes tawbah over his sins. He regrets, he expresses remorse, shame, nadamat. He tries his level best to do that which has been ordered. He tries his level best to stay away from that which he has been ordered to stay away. And then over the weakness and shortcomings, he asks Allah for forgiveness. And he asks Allah Ta'ala for hidayat. That, Ya Allah, give me hidayat. I want hidayat. I want to be guided. I don't want to go astray. So then Allah Ta'ala brings that person. So that those are the two things that have been mentioned in that ayat. One is where Allah Ta'ala chooses the person, and the other one is what we term as suluk. So one is where Allah Ta'ala with His power of jazm makes the person, ijtiba, He chooses him, and the other one is suluk. Now these are the two ways that people get hidayat. So this was his bayan on jazb, Allah Ta'ala's power of jazb. اختر واللہ کہتا ہے کہ جتنی نظر بازی عشق بازی اور جتنی بازیاں ہے اور اس کے کرنے والوں کو آج تک میں نے کسی کو چین سے نہیں پایا. All those who are involved in lustful glances or watching evil, whether it's on the TV, movie, on the haram internet sites, wherever it may be, but the people who are addicted to that, they can never get chain. Giving you an explanation, they can never get chained. He says, Wallah, I take qasam, I haven't seen such people getting chained. There's no such thing as they will have tranquility and serenity and comfort in their heart or contentment. It will bring restlessness. That is a foregone conclusion, that evil glances will bring restlessness, whether we like it or not. And it brings such kind of restlessness at times that the person does not get sleep. Then the person has to take sleeping pills and tablets and all kinds of drugs. And then he has to increase the quantity until finally sometimes he ends up in the Qabristan or he ends up in some madhouse. And some people commit suicide. So that is what happened. That's the end result. Now it is in our hands whether we want chain or we don't want chain. Therefore, Hazrat used to say here in South Africa, he said, Ran mein chain nahi, Ran mein chain nahi. In Ran, there's no chain. Chain Allah Ta'ala ki yaad mein hai. If you want chain, then it is in the yaad, in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. This is a majlis of Islah. We are not discussing all the other issues which are pertinent, relevant, important, and as I have mentioned many times, that there are different majalis where they are discussed by different ulama. This is a majlis of Islah. We specialize in Islah of the nafs. So there is no chain in Ran. He said the chain and peace and comfort And contentment is in the yad of Allah Ta'ala, remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. And remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, as you have been explained, is not only subhanallah, alhamdulillah, it is doing what Allah Ta'ala has ordered and remaining away from what Allah Ta'ala has ordered us to stay away. Jo Allah Ta'ala se kat gaye, unki zindagi kati hui patang ki tarah hai. Gunaho ki haram lazzat mein mubtala shaks ko dekhne hi se pata chal jata hai ki ye zalim Allah se kata hua hai. If you have to look at a kite that is flying high in the air, then you can make out that the string of this kite is in the hands of someone. From the kite, watching that kite fly, then you can make out that that string of that kite is in the hands of someone when you see it moving in a controlled direction. Watch the sky and see those people who are flying kites. We tell the person, if you want to chase him or you want to tell him that do whatever you wish to, when that person is threatening, then you say, go fly kites. I mean, those who are flying kites, they got nothing else better to do, so you go and do that. Because it's a very dangerous game. While flying kite, they meet up with accidents because their eyes and gaze is in the sky and they're running. So these type of games, it will lead to disasters. But in any case, by watching the kite, a person can conclude whether the string is in the hands of someone or it has been cut off. If that string is cut off, you will find that kite going crooked and going and getting stuck on some telephone line or in some tree, in some bush, or it will go and land on the in the ocean or somewhere, and you can make out that this kite is not in the hands of someone. It is gone astray. So like that, the people who are engaged in sins, when you look at them, you can say that this person is cut off from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now we don't have that kind of a gaze. We can't see beyond our noses. But those whom Allah Ta'ala has given a heart that is filled with His muhabbat, with His yaqeen, with His ma'rifat, with His closeness, Allah Ta'ala has given them a heart that is filled with His tajalliyat and with His nur, with the nur that comes down. The person is cut off from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now we don't have that kind of a gaze. We can't see beyond our noses. But those whom Allah Ta'ala has given a heart that is filled with His muhabbat, with His yaqeen, with His ma'rifat, with His closeness, Allah Ta'ala has given them a heart that is filled with His tajalliyat and with His nur, with the nur that comes down. Then their heart becomes like an x-ray. We x-ray so many different things today, different kinds of scans. So that's what happens after that. That on that x-ray, it shows that this person is cut off from Allah Ta'ala. No matter how handsome that person can be, no matter how pretty that woman can be, but the Allah Wallahs will say that this person is cut off from Allah Ta'ala. Their gazes will show them. They have their sights, their eyes will show. When an eye specialist looks into the eye, how many different things he tells you, this is the condition of the retina, and this is the condition of the pupil, and this is the condition of the nerves and veins around it and everything else. So like that, they look at our eyes and they tell us what we have been looking. Just as those x-rays show. So those who have been cut off, they are like that kite which has been cut off. And once it is cut off, then finished, there's no control. After that, that person, he will land in the cinema, disco, theater, rave club. There is no control now. Allah Ta'ala gives him a chance, right? Go where you want to go to now. Let's see how far you can go. So how far will that person go? He'll go and knock his head somewhere in some cinema, some pub, or some club. In club is Kaf Lam Be club. And the same thing is Kalb, dog. So club and dog There is some kind of a similarity. The reef clubs. So in Arabic, kalb is dog. And in English you spell it club. But if you have to write it in Urdu, then you will put kaf, lam, be. So it's the same thing. So now if it is cut off, if this person, taluk and connection is cut off with his creator, then where else is he going to land? Aishe shaks par jo bhi azab a jaye kam hai. Ah, jo dushman hai hamara, sarwar alam sallallahu alaihi wasallam par hazaro karoro beshumar rahmate nazil ho, farmate hai, Nabi alayhi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on whom be billions of times durood and salam, he says that those, that one who is our enemy, ah, jo dushman hai hamara, the one who is our enemy, that is nafs and shaitan. فرماتے ہیں کہ اے ایمان والو سب سے بڑا دشمن تمہارے اندر بیٹھا ہوا ہے اس کا نام نفس ہے یہ ساری بدماشیوں رشوت خوریوں حرام لذتوں کا توشہ کس کو پہنچتا ہے نفس دشمن کو پہنچتا ہے when a person engages in all the kinds of haram and evil who gets that enjoyment it is nafs nafs is the one that encouraged him to go in that direction because nafs is either that nafs which we term as ammara bisu, or it is lawama, or it is mutmainna, one of the things. The mizaj of the nafs is that it wants to go, it encourage a person, go towards haram, enjoyment in his haram, that's what the nafs will say. And sometimes due to some good program, some reading of the Quran Sharif, some listening to waaz, nasihat, or getting some good company, or good jamaat, and the person after that suddenly his nafs becomes lawwama. And it begins to taunt him, that what are you doing? You shouldn't be doing this. It is haram, stay away from it. But still he does it. Although his nafs is telling him now that it's not right, but he still does it. Or sometimes he stays away from it. So that nafs is also dangerous. Then with some effort, if it reaches mutmainna, then that is the nafs that will be addressed. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna, irji'i ila rabbiki raziyatan marziyah, fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. So that is a later stage. انسان جتنے گناہ کرتا ہے نفس موٹا ہوتا چلا جاتا ہے the more sins you commit the more fatter the nafs becomes the more bigger the nafs becomes the more inflated the nafs becomes نفس کی غذا نافرمانی ہے اور روح کی غذا فرما برداری ہے the food of the nafs is disobedience of Allah Ta'ala and the food of the soul is obedience of Allah Ta'ala اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر what else will light up and what else will give happiness to the soul except نور تقوی نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر which person likes to please the enemy does anybody call a person sensible that he is in the battlefield and the enemy is on the other side and this person says those are our enemies they want to attack us they want to destroy us they want to throw bombs on us or you must be very, very good to them. You are not going to be good to them there when there's a battle. That is the time that the person has to make jihad. So the ruh of a person, the soul of a person, can never get enjoyment with sins. The soul, yes, the nafs, that gets some kind of enjoyment. And that enjoyment again, as you have heard 120 times now, that enjoyment also is stolen enjoyment. Stolen. Like how a person steals a Mercedes-Benz or a Rolls-Royce. And in our times we even heard of people stealing aeroplanes. Recently one whole aeroplane was stolen, they say. And up till now they haven't found. Now to steal an aeroplane, but it's happening. So where are we going to talk about little things now? Before we heard only of some shoes getting stolen, that's all. Now they steal aeroplanes too. Fortunately the buildings are pegged on the foundation. Otherwise you get up in the morning, you find your house is gone. They would have had to have the helicopter searching where the house went away. So that is stolen enjoyment. There is no haqiqi enjoyment in it, because there is that fear of getting arrested, caught. Mana maasiyat me mujrimana thodi lazzat hai, magar us palne wale se ye kaisi baghawat hai. Zara si der ki lazzat hamesha ki nadamat hai. جنازہ آبرو کا دفن کرنا یہ کیسی حماقت ہے. So that you have heard many times, that it is stolen kind of happiness for a little while. As soon as the person sees those blue lights behind him, then finish, all that enjoyment is gone. So like that, for a little while there is some enjoyment in this world when the person is engaging in adultery, in fornication, in stealing, in casting lustful glances. Now in all these things there is a little while of enjoyment in this world. If he doesn't get caught here, then for a little while he got some enjoyment. But then in the qabr, in the akhirat, what about this? Can anybody escape the akhirat? No matter how much of increase in the police force we have, they can keep on increasing till doomsday police force, but the crime cannot stop. The crime can only stop when the hearts of the people are changed. Those who do not believe in Akhirat, in the Day of Judgment, in the Qudrat and power and might of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in Jannat and Jahannam, then how much are you going to make them restrain through police force? Our own hearts must become the police force. Our conscience must be our police. The moment the person is tempted to go towards sin, his conscience must tell him that this is wrong. It must not be just a knowledge, it must stop him, it must prevent him. Like a person is informed that on this road that you are taking, there are big pythons, scorpions and all kinds of big snakes and animals, and so don't go on this route. Now the person, even though the one who informed him may not be a person known to him, he could be just an ordinary passerby, but then too he'll take it seriously. He said, did you hear of it? He said, yes, this road here, things are very dangerous. So straight away will stay away from that road. But when the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, no one more truthful than him, the one who after Allah was the greatest and who received his communication directly from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Doesn't say anything of his own accord, it is wahi that has come to him. So when he is informing us that this route that you are taking is a very dangerous route, in this route there's scorpions, there's snakes, there's fire, there's burning, and there's all kinds of azab and punishment. And in the other road there's gardens, there's rivers, there's fruit, there's palaces, there's diamonds, there's rubies, there's gold, there's silver, there's happiness, there's contentment, there's satisfaction, there is peace, there is tranquility. So we are not prepared to listen to the saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Zakhmi dilo ka marham Allah ka naam hai. Isiliye Sheikh Shah Abdul Ghani sahab rahmatullah alayhi kabhi aasman ki taraf muh karke farmaya karte the, ay qarar e jaan e be qarara. Yani be qarar jaanon ke liye aap qarar aur sukoon hai. This is Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani sahab rahmatullah alayhi. Many a time he used to look at the skies and then he used to say, after looking at the skies, ay qarar e jaan e be qarara. Meaning that for those hearts which are restless, for those hearts which are restless, how will they get some kind of satisfaction? The only way is taking the name of Allah Ta'ala. Say, oh Allah, you are the only one. If you come in our life, then there's qarar. And if you are not in our life, there's no qarar. We can have everything of this world, but there'll be no qarar. Now people don't want to give up the evil, and then they say, this is happening, that is happening, that is happening, no happiness in the home, nothing but fights and quarrels and arguments day and night, nothing else. So then we have to listen to that beautiful poetry of Hazrat again. Nigahe aqriba badli mizaje dostan badla. Nigahe aqriba badli mizaje dostan badla. Nazar ek unki kya badli ke kul sara jahan badla. Nigahe aqriba badli mizaje dostan badla. Nazar ek unki kya badli ke kul sara jahan badla. Relatives, family members, friends, everyone changes. Their direction, their muhabbat is gone, vanishes. Nazare unki kya bandi, due to our disobedience to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when He turns away the gaze of rahmat and mercy because of our persistence. Allah ta'ala is very loving, very merciful, very forgiving, and He wants to forgive, but He doesn't like persistence where the person is not prepared to make sincere tawbah. After having made sincere tawbah, again if he slips, he is prepared to forgive. But after some period of time, when the person begins to think that if my Allah was so great and so powerful and so almighty, and if my Allah was displeased with me, then why is He blessing me with so much? Why is He giving me so much wealth and home and property and assets and everything else? Why is He giving me? If Allah Ta'ala is displeased, then He should not have been giving me. So he gets into a dream world. He truly believes that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with him in spite of all his disobedience. And that is the danger signal. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. Then suddenly Allah Ta'ala calls them to account. First He opens up the doors. First He sends some punishment. Then the person doesn't change. Then He opens the doors of all good. To give you the gist of it. We have discussed this in detail in some majlis. So when the person reaches that stage, then that is the danger. That then suddenly he is brought to account, suddenly. Everything turns upside down. Those businesses are gone, those homes are gone. Everything goes away. There were big, big empires in this world that collapsed. There's no sign left of those rulers of those empires. And there's no sign left of that pomp and glory and that was in their heydays. Nothing. The only thing that's left now is tourist attraction. That this is a palace. This was a palace. Someday it was a palace. Someday the king rode his horse here, and someday the king sat on the throne here, and someday there was all dancing and merrymaking. They'd show you around. Sight and sound. That's all. And people come and make, who are they? Nothing else. Go to the Taj Mahal and see what happens there. The echoing sound, that is what people want to listen to. Echoing sound. Instead of reading something there. At the grave. So in spite of having everything, when the person is blessed with everything, in spite of his disobedience, then that is a danger signal. He must not be lulled, not become complacent. Dushmano ko aish aabo gil diya, aur dosto ko apna darde dil diya. Dushmano ko aish aabo gil diya, aur dosto ko apna darde dil diya. Unko sahil pe bhi tughyani mili, humko sahil pe bhi. Unko tufan, humko tufano mein bhi sahil diya. Even on the shore they found restlessness. So the soul will never be satisfied and never be happy with sins and disobedience. The food and the ghiza of the soul is obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So therefore, as Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib used to say, looking at the sky is a qarare janibe qarara. Bahut se aise log jo romantic duniya mein gark the, bilkul mister aur raat din haseenon ke chakkar mein the, yahan is majlis mein maujood hai, lekin naam nahi bataunga kyunki kisi ka pol khulna jaiz nahi. Lekin in logon ne galat rasta chhod kar jab daadi rakh li, Allah Allah karne lage, gunahon se toba kar li, maine unse kaha ki Quran sar par rakh kar qasam kha kar batao ki tumko wo zindagi pyari thi ya ab ye maujooda zindagi. Kehne lage ki dozakh ki zindagi se hum jannat ki zindagi mein aa gaye. Haseenon ke ishq mein to jaise aag mein hum jal rahe the, isliye hamare Khwaja Azizul Hasan sahab Majzoob rahmatullah alayhi farmaya karte the, dekh bin aatish-e rukho ko na dekh, unki janib na aankh utha zinah. He says, there are many people now, Hazrat is saying, many people sitting in my majlis, I'm not going to mention the names, he says. But they were in the same romantic world. They had given their hearts to illicit beloveds. And they believed that we will get some kind of happiness and some kind of joy and satisfaction in this illicit relationship. But he says, when they gave up that haram, when they made tawbah from that sin and from that life of ishq and muhabbat of the haram kind, because love is a very, very precious commodity. Love is what makes the person reach Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But when the person has given it to those illicit beloveds, so now he asks, he says, tell them, I ask them, take the Quran Sharif, put on your head and take qasam and say that when you were in those rave clubs and discos and cinemas and all, and in haram association and in adultery and fornication and all that kind of life and the haram TVs and movies, so was that life enjoyable or this life now which you have is enjoyable? There's so many of them, they say, we can take qasam and say that we were in the fire of Jahannam, now we came into Jannat. We found peace, we found sukoon. Provided the person made sincere tawbah. Sometimes that passing thought may come, shaitan wants to play the old reel again in the head. That is a different thing, that is temptation of nafs, and shaitan will remain till the dying day. But once the person gets the true enjoyment in this ma'rifat and muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala and in his connection with Allah and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then he will not want to go back to the gutter line. He will not want to go back to the filthy dens. He will wonder why he wasted his time and life in those haram activities. He will cry over those days that were spent in such kind of haram association. Old age comes over those same illicit beloveds. The hair turns white, the teeth fall out. Over the eyes is number 14 glasses. The back is bent. Kamar jukkar misle kamani hui, koi nana hua koi nani hui. Aur baalon pe ghalib safedi hui, koi dada hua koi dadi hui. Now ask those mules. They go and tell your beloved when you were 16, 18. Now she's 85, go and tell her what you were telling her when you were 16, 18. Why is it that now we run? Why is it that that love is no more there? And look at the Allah walas, that when there is muhabbat for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because those Allah walas have got kamal in them, because they have got taqwa in their lives, because they have got connection with Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu in their lives, because they have given their heart to the Creator of hearts, because they have given their heart to the one who comes only into hearts. The older they get, the more people are around them. They have gone old. Our Hazrat is 85 years old. Look at the crowd around him. It's difficult to even go and make musafa with him. Mawlana Wasiullah Rahmatullah Ali, when just 4 or 5 people used to be in his majlis, he used to say, Jaldi hasil kar lo jo kuch hasil karna hai. And take advantage of this opportunity that you have been given whilst you are just a few. He says, Ek din aayega ke tumhe dur se mujhe salam karna padega. So they took it as one of those things that people say, that there are just 4 or 5 of us who is talking about, we'll have to make salam from father. And he said, within a short space of time, we saw that how his majlis people started increasing until we had to queue up and make salam. So what is it? They've gone old, hair has turned completely white, the back has been bent, and they are sometimes bedridden, but people don't want to leave their beds. Everybody wants an opportunity to press his leg or massage his head or to go close to him. That is that muhabbat that comes from above. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala tells us that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, that I love so and so, you also love him. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam tells the other angels, I love Allah ta'ala loves so and so, you also love him. And then that comes onto the earth in the hearts of the people who have got some piety, taqwa. Allah ta'ala puts that love. So isn't that a better life than giving our hearts to those who will not be of any assistance to us in the qabr, in the akhirah? Nothing but destruction, destruction. So you see, these people used to say that now it seems as if we have come out of Jahannam and we have come into Jannat. But in the early days when the person is making that change, that's the time the pressure will be there. There will be a tug of war until the person does not distance himself. He can't just switch off the TV, leave it in his house, and he's got a whole stack of all those videos and movies there. And then he says, well, I'm giving up sins now and I've given up this TV also. No, I don't switch it on. It's left off. You can't leave it there and say that you have given it up. It's going to hit back. Those friends also, who are not prepared to change, and they want us to change, then we have to distance ourselves from them. We cannot remain in the company of those who are taking drugs if we were on drugs. Then we cannot remain in the company of those that are taking drugs and say that, no, I'm only befriending them. Whereas this person who is befriending, although he wants to make a change, but he does not have that courage and the strength to even tell those others that what you are doing is wrong. And I've gone through that life and now I want to make a change. If he hasn't got that himmat and courage to now pull them, then he will get pulled again. Sharia doesn't say we must seclude ourselves and go and run away from society and go and sleep in some dark room. But at the same time, if we are the da'is ila Allah, if we are calling towards Allah Ta'ala, then we will not be called. But if we are just going there just to witness them smoking, witness them drinking, witness them with those other illicit beloveds of theirs and say, I've given up. You think we're going to stay like that? Rat pirva is bala no shokusam jane gaye. It's the last night one wise. He went to go and again address those people in the pub that drinking is not a very good thing, must give up drinking. So this wise went there. He thought he had the strength and the courage to pull them out of the pub. Now he was there at some time and he had the habit of drinking, but now he gave it up for a little while and he came out. And now he went to make, give them some advice. Rat pirva is bala no shoku samjane gaye. Me kade se nikle to mushkil se pehchane gaye. Me kade se nikle to mushkil se pehchane gaye. But when that young person who went to make nasihat to those drinking in the pub, when he came out from there, the wobble that he had, that you couldn't even recognize that this is the person that went to pull others out. Sohbat of the Salihin is so important. It brings that himmat and the courage to resist all these temptations. If not, then we get dragged also. Very easily the person can get dragged. The environment is such, it's very, very vicious, as I always say. Very, very vicious. And after some time when they will turn to dust, then nobody will even go and read Fatiha on their graves there. When those illicit beloveds will turn to dust, does any lover go to read Fatiha after that? If suddenly, accidentally, if some gaze falls, then lower it. Or if a person in his profession or some necessity in business here, they then to try and talk looking across, you don't have to look directly at the person. You don't have to look directly at that face. We can talk, I can be talking to you looking across you. So we don't say that in the business and everywhere the person must have his gaze lowered. But in the bazaars, marketplaces, in the aeroplanes, in the airports, here, there, which there's so much of these tests, then at that time when the person is going to control his gaze, then he'll get the halawat of iman, sweetness of iman. We haven't tasted this sweetness. And it's not only on one or two lowering of gaze. But when the person will be constant, after a period of time, he can take billion qasams in the masjid, Allah Ta'ala can't speak lies. He'll give the halawat and sweetness of the iman. The person will experience it in his heart. It's an experience. It has nothing to do with words. It's an experience. I thought I will read a few pages of this mazmoon tonight, but the time also does not wait. So it's an experience. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give in the heart. Therefore, Hazrat Ghulnui says is that why must we get so worried? They say there's so much of nudity, so much of this, so much of things happening around. He said that Allah Ta'ala wants to give you sweetness of iman. If from here till there you have to lower your gaze 100 times. So it's like buying mitais from 100 shops. Person who's got a sweet tooth, if somebody has to tell him lots of sweet shops opened around your house, Zinia Road, lots of sweet shops all around there. So even if he's got sugar diabetes, he'll say, well, alhamdulillah, very nice. At least now sugar shops opened up, sweet shops opened up. Halawat of iman shops, Allah Ta'ala is opening right through. At the airports, in the planes, in the stations, in the parks, on the streets, everywhere. Allah Ta'ala says, lower your gaze, take sweetness of iman. How much of sugar that heart will have? How much of sugar that heart will have? If a person has to keep on eating sweets from all those shops, then his sugar will be so high that he will go Qabristan. And this sugar will go so high that he will go to Jannat, he will go to Allah Ta'ala. this sugar, when it will go high, the sweetness of Iman, it will take him to Allah Ta'ala. It will give him a connection and a bond with his beloved Allah. He may not be able to see that Allah with his naked eyes in this world. For that he will have to wait till the Akhirat. In Jannat, Allah Ta'ala will give him the strength in his eyes to see Allah Ta'ala. Unke rukh se niqaba jhutegi, aaj nazaron ki miraj hogi. Unke rukh se niqaba jhutegi, aaj nazaron ki miraj hogi. Ek muddat se aaj ahle gham ko muskurane ki mohlat milegi. The veils of noor covering the countenance of Allah Ta'ala will be removed. Those who in their worldly life were restraining themselves for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, they were ahle gham. They had the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala in their hearts. And they were desirous of seeing that Allah for whom they were making the salat and fasting and giving zakat and going for hajj. And abstaining from the zina and from stealing and from all the other haram. Now today those people who are the ahle gham, they will be so happy. They will forget all the namats of Jannat also. When Allah Ta'ala's didar will take place, the Jannatis will not even think of any namat of Jannat. May Allah Ta'ala bless me, bless you, and bless the Ummah with an understanding of the Quran and the Sunnah and this beautiful way of life. May He give us a little bit of that sweetness, اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رحيم يا رحيم يا رحيم يا كريم. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, oh my most beloved Allah, my Rahim Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, loving, caring Allah, most generous, most kind, most tolerant. Make us yours with your power of jazm, Allah. We make tawbah, we break our tawbah. We make tawbah, we break our tawbah. Ya Allah, we are tired of sins ourselves. We have got nothing out of sins except restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. Loss of dignity, loss of respect, loss of health, loss of wealth. My beloved Allah, what else did we get through disobedience? But we are turning towards you. You have informed us of this power that you have, my Allah. Make us yours with your power of jazm. Change the condition of our hearts. Change the direction of our lives. Take us on the road that leads to you, leads to Jannat, leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, leads to Medina Sharif. Ya Allah, distance us from everything that is haram and forbidden. Ya Allah, give us the sweetness of Iman in our hearts. Give us such enjoyment and such passion for good deeds, my Allah, that nafs and shaitan cannot deceive us. Ya Allah, put the hatred of evil in our hearts. Put the love of good deeds in our hearts. Hamara banja, hame apna bana de. agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri, jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. If you are ours, everything will work in our favor. Ay Rabbe Kareem, tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kahan. There is no other door that we can tap. There is no one for us besides you, my beloved Allah. My beloved Allah, there's no one for us besides you. If you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness, where do we go? Where do we go? Open the doors of your rahmat and forgiveness for us. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Ya Allah, whosoever is sick and ailing, give them shifa. Whoever is sick in our families, in our children, our grandchildren. Ya Allah, whoever is sick in the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, bless everyone with shifa. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Give us complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove their problems. My beloved Allah, those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Protect our iman, protect our Islam, protect our wives, children, brothers, sisters, and ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, humare jaan ki, iman ki, maal ki, makanaat ki, dukano ki, har cheez ki hifazat farma. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our time, in our life. Ya Allah, make us ambassadors for Islam on the surface of this earth. Bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Remove the difficulties, the pain, the suffering of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and mankind around the globe. Bless everyone with hidayat and with Islam. But those who are continuing with the tyranny and persecution and torture and oppression and suppression of the ummah, Ya Allah, remove them from the surface of this earth like you remove the Aad and the Samud and the Firauns and the Haman and the Shaddad and the Namrud. Ya Allah, inko bhi is dunya se barbaad kar de aur khatam kar de. Ya Allah, zalimo ko hidayat de. Oh my beloved Allah, the time will come when we have to depart from this world. When the time of departure comes, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, rave club, cinema, theater, watching some filth on the internet site or in a clubhouse or any kind of haram. People are dying in clubhouses, they're dying in cinemas, they're dying in rave clubs, they're dying in discos, they're dying on the television screen watching haram. They're dying in prostitute quarters, my beloved Allah. Don't let any kind of embarrassment, shame and disgrace come upon us, our families or the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the time of our departure comes, take us to Medina Tayyiba. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Medina ab watan. Wahan ke gulshanon mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. Basar ab zindagi apni deyare quds mein hoti. وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گورو کفن ہوتا. یا اللہ, you are well aware of the desires, the good wishes, the aspiration that are in the hearts of each and every one who have raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires, good aspirations. You are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering and problem of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Remove the difficulties, the pain, the suffering and problems. accept all the works of Deen. Tabligh Dawat ki mehnat qubool farma. Gash Talim Ijtimaat ko qubool farma. Masajid Madaris Khanqah ko qubool farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul qareeb. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. कोई मुझसे पूछे मैं क्या मांगता हूँ, मैं अपने खुदा से खुदा मांगता हूँ. वो हो जाए मेरा, मैं हो जाऊँ उसका, यही रात दिन में दुआ मांगता हूँ. वसल्लल्लाहु तआला अला खैर खल्क़ी सैयदिना ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.